Hi, welcome back. I'm Daryl, and welcome to McCullough Therapy. And welcome to Bite Size, where I'm going to serve up bite-sized portions of inspiration, knowledge, and insight. In this episode, I'm going to continue with the ADHD. And in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about ADHD burnout. ADHD is exhausting. For the individual themselves, the partner, the parents, the colleagues, the teachers, the child, etc. But mostly for the individual. To understand why, it's important to return to the basics. A diagnosis of ADHD suggests that a bunch of things may be difficult. If you go through kind of all the lists that you're going to find online, you're going to notice that they all relate to each other. And here's the list that I've kind of put together. 1. The ability to control your attention. 2. The ability to stay focused on something that isn't interesting. And I kind of looked at that in the last podcast. 3. The ability to shift away from something that is interesting. 4. The ability to plan ahead. 5. The ability to organise yourself. 6. The ability to keep track of time or even be on time. 7. The ability to apply past mistakes to current situations. 8. The ability to self-reflect. 9. The ability to follow through on promises. And 10. The ability to remember more than one thing at a time. Now, let's think about this in the context of the world that we live in today. We are hyper-scheduled, multi-demanded creatures living in a society that prizes efficiency and productivity. And then understand why every single one of the ADHD symptoms gets in the way of your ability to get things done. Which is why every day is exhausting. The kind of back of the envelope estimate is that it takes somebody with ADHD 3 to 5 more times more energy to complete the same task as someone who doesn't have it. Add to that the constant stress of all the things you haven't got to, a disorganised approach to your workload, not knowing how you're going to plan and getting things done, and knowing on some level that there are going to be a bunch of things you've probably forgotten about. It feels like a never-ending stream of unfinished, open-ended business with no reprieve in sight. All of which makes the following experiences kind of start to make sense. 1, burnout, aka I am exhausted and I can't do this anymore. Or how about anxiety, aka I am so stressed and I can't stop worrying. Or how about depression, aka I feel so hopeless and helpless about everything. The 1 most important thing that you can do if you're recently being diagnosed with ADHD or recognize several of these behavioral symptoms in yourself or someone that you interact with is to get educated. The challenges are driven by the biology and chemistry of our bodies, not character flaws. And I will keep on repeating this in many of these podcast series. There are several online and there's loads of hard copy resources out there with a wealth of information. And with understanding, you'll begin to learn that you can expect. You can adjust your environment to facilitate things. How important it is to rest and how to self-advocate so that others can offer effective support. So again, thank you for listening to this short wee bite size about ADHD. And we'll continue this into the next podcast. So thank you for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.